I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Psalm 86 begins like this. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am needy and afflicted. I take great solace in the way David often approached God's throne. First of all, he was honest about how he was doing. He acknowledged his neediness before God. A lot of us put up a front when we need to interact with someone important. Maybe we dress a little better than usual and puzzle over what we're going to say, trying to put our best foot forward. And there's no one more important than God on his throne. But psalms like this remind us that we don't have to put on a face and pretend with God. What would be the point? He knows what we are made of, what we are thinking, and how we feel. There's a great comfort in that, I think. Many of us are not comfortable being in a place of need. We would rather have it all together. And if we don't, we can certainly get it together on our own. But David says outright, I am needy. Because, again, God knows this already. There's no cause for pretense with the God of the universe. If God were different, we might have cause to conceal our need from him. Or maybe we try to get it all covered before we talk to him, so we could approach him from a place of strength. If we served a God who required that, the Psalms would look a lot different. Listen to how David describes the character of God in verse 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. It's no wonder David has such confidence to approach God in his need. He knows deep down in his bones that God is good. Do you know that too? Have you witnessed his goodness such that you can't deny it, even in the face of need and affliction? Or has the weight of the world brought you down so low that you can no longer proclaim the goodness of God? His goodness is foundational to who he is. If it's not good, it doesn't come from God. I hope this truth can reach you wherever you're at. Next, David says, you are ready to forgive. God is in a posture of readiness to cover our sins and mistakes. As we repent of the wrong things we think and do, we don't need to wonder if God will forgive us. We can know for certain that he is ready to forgive. How often have you experienced this posture from God? How often have you turned to him and found him ready to forgive you? Finally, David remarks on God's abundant loving kindness. The Hebrew word here is chesed, most often translated as mercy. God has an abundance of mercy, even more than you and I need. Chesed carries a lot of meaning. It represents the covenantal faithfulness of God to his people, steadfast, selfless. It is because of this faithfulness, this assurance of abundant mercy, that we can approach the throne of God as we are, imperfect, needy, wanting. No matter where you are today, take a step toward this good, good God, and you will find the abundant loving kindness we all find when we call on him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.